Africa's lion population has shrunk dramatically in the past 150 years. As the big cats continue to disappear, Boise Zoo and a wildlife park in Mozambique are working together to help save the species. Zoo Boise has pledged to give Gorongosa National Park $2 million in conservation funds over the next 10 years. The 1,500-square-mile park is a haven for wildlife, including elephants, hippos, and lions. The money being sent there comes from visitors to the Boise Zoo. $50,000 of that money is supporting the study of lions in the park. Paolo Boulay is the director of the Gorongosa Lion Project and is visiting Boise this week. She told me she's breaking new ground in the study of lions at the park.
We have a population of lions recovering from a war that raged through Mozambique for a couple of decades. And Gorongosa National Park is currently in a state of recovery, remarkable recovery. We've seen herbivores come back in a really strong way. And yet, until late 2012, we really didn't know much about the lion population at all. So we're the first science-based lion project in the history of the park, and we're actually working really hard to put lions on the map in the park, figure out if they're recovering, and if not, why not? And that's our job, pretty much, to put this population on the map and keep them there.
How many lions are in the park right now?
That is a question that'll take a few years to answer. But I will say that when I started in late 2012, the official estimate for the entire park was 30 to 50 lions. Very small. And this in comparison to pre-war levels of up to 200. But in the past 2 years of our work, we've established an intensive study area, and in just 15% of the area of the park, we've documented 63 lions. So in a sixth of the area, we've already exceeded the entire estimate for the park from when we started.
And what are the main factors that the lions have to face right now?
The biggest factors for lions right now are really how they interact with people. Population is growing. The pressures on protected areas are increasing. And lions are coming more and more in contact with people in various ways. And one of the ways that really dominates the impact for lions in southern Africa is through snaring, actually. There's a growing bushmeat trade, a lot of it illegal. People secure that bushmeat through snaring, and a lot of the areas outside of parks have already been depleted of prey. So now the focus is inside parks and protected areas. And unfortunately, lions are incidental catch. People are not actually trying to snare lions or leopards or a hyena. They're trying to get buffalo, warthog. And yet lions are dying in these traps.
How important are lions to Gorongosa and to Africa in general?
Lions are incredibly important to Gorongosa. They are the totem species for the park. They are very important in that they draw tourists to the area. People want to see lions in the wild. And so their recovery is really critical for securing the tourism that's going to support that park into the future. And so culturally, economically, socially, they're important, but also ecologically. They've evolved in a savanna ecosystem for millions of years, and so they're a big part of that ecosystem, and they keep things in balance and as they should be.
Why do you study lions?
I've worked on so many different species, but I think I'll probably work on lions until the day I die now. They're magnificent animals, and they're also really in big trouble across the continent. Not a lot of people realize, compared to 150 years ago, there were an estimated 500,000 lions across the continent. Today, there are 32,000. We've seen a massive decline in the population across Africa. And so there's a real crisis for the lion, and we really need to just do everything we can to to protect the species and make sure that they have a place to survive into the future. And so that's really what motivates me. There's a big need. They're obviously a charismatic animal, and we all love them, but they're so important ecologically, too.
Paula Boulay says over the past couple of years, finding 63 lions in a small part of the park is cause for optimism. She thinks there are more lions than originally thought in Gorongosa National Park.